Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coulson is working out in the garden.
Hello and welcome back to On the Sofa with me, Jack P. Shepherd, and Ben Price.
It's good. You've gone closer to the mic.
I have, that's it. You go like, closer.
As though... closer, like... It's 4 a.m.
Like I'm in their ear. That's what I'm thinking.
You've had a big night. Let me just relax you with some jazz. It's 4 a.m. I'm Jack B. Shepherd. And I'm going to get you home tonight. Funny. Oh. Funny. Oh,
so, well, is that so, Ep 2 or Ep 3? I'm confused now.
I don't know. I reckon we're calling it Ep 2.
It's the horse race. We did the horse race.
It's day 2. It's the horse race. Which, if I was going to do any event inside, it would be the horse race.
Yeah. And I'd be Team Coulson and Team David all day long, wouldn't you? I mean, yeah. Oh, God, they were a shower of shit.
Who goes for the competitive horse race? So you're obviously jockey.
Yeah,
that's why I'm putting you, Jay. Obviously, yeah, jockey.
Obviously.
I like to put myself as a bit of a trainer there.
You see, they were both up shit street, really, because I'd say really both of them should be horses. Do you know what I mean?
I think you're right. I think you're right.
I think it would, good horse. It were an horse on a horse.
I'll tell you what though, we've got to talk. So our little lad there, he hasn't been featured much now. I think he's keeping his powder dry.
Yeah,
there's a lot of big personalities. They're going straight in with the big questions. Coulson's just, we had a bit of dancing from him, which was bad and out of time.
Yeah,
perfect. We've had a bit of, he's training, which is good. Very good.
Oh yeah, he did a bit in the gym in the garden, didn't he?
He's got some weight. I was very happy to see that. So he's obviously getting a bit of exercise in, which will help him massively.
That'll help his head.
That will, yeah, that is brilliant. But we haven't seen much of him at all for the whole hour until we realised, well, straight away we realised he's sharing a bed.
He's sharing a bed? Because Hanny's, I watched this ep just tonight, solo, with Hanny's mum.
Yeah.
Hanny's upstairs packing. She's off down to, what is it, London tomorrow. So
what is it? London.
Yeah, down there. She's off down there.
She into the Big Brother house?
No, she's off down. Anyway, she couldn't watch the show, so I ended up watching it with, and she went, "Is he in a bed?" And I went, "Yeah." She went, with a man. What's going on there?"
I like it.
And I went, "Well, the thing is, that have stitched them up, won't they? That are gone. There's only so many single beds and the rest are double.
And no one's sharing with Louis."
No, definitely not.
No, Louis's captured the double to himself. But then when I saw that, I'm like, oof.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant.
Because he can smile. Uncle Gary. But at the end, he just planted it onto the floor.
The roll out smash.
And then what was great was,
I thought he was crying. I thought Gary was crying.
I did. He fell out, but then Coulson got the giggles.
Yeah.
And he was obviously, he sleep fell.
Yeah.
He obviously didn't know what was going on. Bang, out, back in, quick back in.
Yeah.
And then Coulson's head.
Yeah.
Coulson's head to come forward. What's great is it's dark. So he's just giggling away to himself because the cameras have gone old night vision. So that was so that's the that's the big one, isn't it? That Coulson's sharing a bed. I mean, that's, you gotta hope Gary goes out.
Oh, he's praying. He's praying for no Gary's Gary. Out.
He's like,
because he's in a double bed then.
He's in a double bed. He's had a weird.
He's sharing a fucking bed with Gary, and they're up till fucking four in the morning again. Again.
You'd be cheesed off. You'd be I know, again, four.
Imagine just thinking all day, you sat opposite you at dinner time, and then you're talking to him, then you're seeing him in hot tub, and then you're doing, and then you're thinking, I'm in a bed with you tonight.
Hey, mate, what time, just, I don't need to, I don't know, not an exact time, but just kind of, what time are you thinking about going to bed? no, not trying to hassle you. No, no, it's fine. You know, as late as you want, you know, we're all here to have a good time. But what kind of, what time are you thinking? I'm thinking I'm at 10 for me. Oh, four. Okay. Okay.
Four again. Oh, shit. Okay.
Four again. Okay, great. Yeah, yeah. Make the most of it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you get pissed, Gary. You enjoy that wine. And then cuddle up next to me.
Cuddle up next to me or not. In case I fall out. What was that? Oh. It was so random. But we haven't seen Coles, have we? We haven't had enough of him.
The thing is, the people that it's been focusing on is the people that's gossiping. That's what I saw. A lot of people are talking about certain people on the outside world. And he's obviously not wanting to get into that. As you wouldn't. Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
My theory is, after they've done all that gossiping, after a week, they're not going to have any stimulation. They'd have gone through all the stories of how were you brought up and blah, blah, blah after a week. And then we're going to have to make new stories now. Because there's no TV. There's not even a fucking pen and paper. You're then only going to talk about the situations that have been happening in the house and the people. And then that's when the arguments, I think, start. After week one. After week one, it'll kick right fucking off.
Yeah, right, I think you're right.
And then that's when I think Coulson will be... And then it'll be your groups. You'll have groups then, won't you? Little posses.
Yeah.
Splits up into threes and fours.
Yeah. He'll come into his own then. A bit like the horse race. From the outside, from the back, he'll come straight through the pack. I think he's very good in those...
And they had to edit that horse race together because that must have taken ages. All day.
Well, they all left.
They all left and went off for about 2 weeks.
They went off?
Yeah.
They went to bed. Got back up. But I think you're right. The cracks will appear. We've got the chat. Yeah. We've sat down. Got to know each other, haven't we?
Yeah.
And after one or two days of staying up late, feeling a bit groggy, I tell you what, also, when you shove in a nomination, someone's a bit nervous, someone feels a bit aggrieved, or someone realises, it's more, I think, when people start to realise you're getting voted from by the outside. How's that? How does that feel? Because that must be a bit weird, whether people like you or don't like you. So I think Coulson's playing a good game. Well, he's not playing a game, is he? He's just being him. He's not playing a game.
No.
It's him. Totally. He just asks loads of questions. He's happy to be there.
Yeah.
He wants to do those kind of games.
Yeah.
He wants to train a bit and just...
And he hates doing the dancing, doesn't he?
Yeah.
But he'll have a go.
We all three of us had a go.
Yeah.
We can't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll have a go. Good for him. We'll jump in. Now... We've had some questions.
We got some. I put a story on, didn't I, today, asking for some questions, and did we get a response?
We did. Well, we got half a million questions. So we filtered them down. Here we go. First up, Lewis. If Coulson was to clash with anyone, who would it be?
Good question.
Good question, Lewis.
Very good question, actually.
Who's going to do his head in? I think...
Go on.
He doesn't talk to Louis at all, does he? They don't talk
be all,
at all.
I thought he'd be all over that. Do you think he's walked in, Louis? And do you think Coulson's immediately picked up and smelt that Louis thinks Coulson's got big ears? Do you think he's immediately gone?
Well, speaking of someone with large ears myself.
You don't like my ears, do you?
I know, straight away. I can walk into a room and straight away.
Well, that's the thing with editing, though. You don't know if they have had conversations.
Yeah, you don't. I think you're right. Coulson's conversations will not be divulging anything to do with his personal life or us or anyone at work.
Certainly not.
He'll want to know about them cleverly.
I haven't got the balls. See, I won't go up to that Gary. I don't know how some of them are, but I won't be able to go up and go, so, talk to me about the royal family. I wouldn't have the balls, the brass neck to do it. I'd be like staying way clear of that.
Yeah.
I won't. So I'm sure that's what Coulson's doing. And they're just focusing on those
the
stories.
People who
at
ask
the minute.
Yeah. So I think maybe
they're getting their time.
DD, here we go. If you could evict anyone after tonight's episode, who would it be? Well, it's Gary, isn't it? So Coulson gets his own bed.
No, I've got to keep them in a bed. I've got to keep them two in a bed.
Can you imagine 3 weeks? Imagine the state of the sheets.
I love it.
Two big lads in that bed.
Yeah.
And it's a tiny
bed. That's the thing.
It's a strict double,
Can you imagine, Coulson, I'm not going to shower today. I'm just going to give it a miss today.
I thought about it. Oof, I get a bit hot at night. Do you mind if we just leave the duvet off? It's a strict double. They've not gone king. They've not gone queen there.
The thing is, they're both wearing clothes. Because they know they're sharing a bed with a stranger. You go, more clothes on than what you normally would.
What was the movie? Oh, we've done
Planes,
it for the
Trains.
Podcast. Planes, Trains.
Yeah.
That's what reminded
that's what
me
he's
when
doing.
I saw them to. That's what he's doing. That's right. My Planes, Trains. I was like, that's great. Here we go, Alison. What's the one thing that would lead to Coulson having an argument in the house?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's from Steph. It could be food.
It has to be food related with him.
I think it would. That would be the only thing I've ever seen Coulson go.
Lose his head. He lost his head with me, didn't he, over food once?
Did he? When?
Do you remember? I think he kicked off. He got chicken thighs or something, and I don't eat chicken thighs. I eat chicken breast, and he lost his fucking mind because he was starving. And he was like, "You don't fucking have any then or something." Yeah, and I mean, he was small, but it was.
It's food, isn't it? That's what we're
saying.
It's
food. If he's not eating.
Yeah. But it looks like at the moment he's golden with that. Yeah. Levi's in the kitchen. Yeah. And that looks like they've sorted that out very quickly. It also looks to me like they all know, clean up, keep it tidy. Right, so those arguments are really crappy.
Yeah.
He wants the argument over the washing up. Craig, are you missing him yet?
No.
Simon Wilson, if you wanted to be mean to Coulson, what one thing would you remove from the Big Brother house?
His jammers.
Very good. Simon Wilson, our resident artist. That's very good.
His fucking jammers. Bollock naked next to Gary.
What I love is that we
why didn't they show the conversation of them two fucking buddying up for the fucking
bed. Hey, I've only known you a day.
How are we gonna what side
so
do you
where
want?
Are we? What side do you want?
Top and tail or
I'll tell you what, you can go an hour and have the most things that most people would see. And
but there must have been a realisation. I'm going to have to go back and watch. There must have been.
I don't think we saw it.
We only saw one side of the bedroom, didn't we?
We only saw
Louis kicking off with that log that she jumped in his bed. That
we
was
saw
the big
that,
thing.
But that wasn't the big
the
thing.
The bottom end of the bedroom.
That's where the music was happening. That's where we were getting it. But what I love is anything can happen in the whole program. But as soon as I knew they were there, my head's gone. I'm yeah. thinking,
it's it was just weeks. A close-up of two blokes in a fucking bed.
But wrap the duvet around themselves so tightly, and then he fell out like Coulson and pushed him out. Slightly pushed him out. Absolutely brilliant. Miss Senger on IG. Do you think Coulson is too nice to get noticed amongst the big personalities? I think we've slightly answered that. Yeah. I think
that's what's happening at the minute. From what I saw, the people that were featured were just gossipers tonight.
I think it's a bit of something that Sharon alluded to. Coulson has been around for quite a while. He's been on telly for a long time and he's been in that green room situation.
Yeah, exactly.
He knows he's still being filmed. He's not forgotten he's being filmed. And he won't, you know. The Joker money pit. If you went into Big Brother for an hour, what task are you giving Coulson?
He's quite good at the cooking, isn't he? So I think it'd be all right.
Do you know what? I'd give him a task where he had to get everyone doing a training session. I think he'd be buzzing.
Gym.
So he has to get everyone, and I mean everyone, to do a kind of aerobics class. I think that'd be brilliant. Like an 80s aerobics class.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
It'd be good. Because anything like that, he's bang on for. Mm. We need a bit more of him, I feel, for the jazz at 4 a.m. I think we need a bit more.
Yeah. It'll come. I'm quite confident that it will. It's just the beginning sort of conversations of... Well, when you first meet someone, you ask them a bit of their background, don't they?
Yeah.
So that's where the gossiping's coming from.
Yeah, we just need Coulson. But half of me, like I said on the text, would just want to go and do something absolutely just... I think I'd lose my... Just do sort of dive into the jacuzzi or something. Or run around trying to escape.
It's hard now, isn't it? Because as soon as anybody does anything outlandish like that, you think, you're just doing that for votes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, even Gary going out the bed, the cynic in me just went, he's fucking faked that so that people go, Gary's funny.
Oh, I like that.
Do you know what I mean? Like I just that. Went, he's doing like that for votes. He's just thought, I'm up for nomination. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a Christopher Biggins and stroke a rat in the hammock. That's exactly what the fuck I'm going to do. I haven't got a rat. I'm not going to fucking kiss him. I'll roll out this way. That'll get some... This is just what goes through my head in an instant.
Absolutely. An executive producer of television.
Yeah.
And over to Jack. Okay, now, fall out of bed. That's 100,000 votes.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if he did it every night?
Every night. Sorry, I don't know where I am.
Sorry, I keep doing it. 1 million votes. He's in the final.
Yeah.
Every night we want to see, will he, won't he? And those, do you know what would be great? Do you know what would be absolutely bloody great? Everyone gets voted out and there's just those two left.
Yeah, still in the same bed.
They take a bed away each time someone gets voted out. So they're still in the bed at the end. They're just this Big Brother. Knackered. Absolutely knackered. Oh, 3 weeks. No sleep.
Sheets not changed.
Crusty. There's no washing machine. They go, what can you remember? I can't remember. I can't remember anything. I went to bed at 9. I woke up at 6 in the morning. Just walked around and I went back to bed at night. Oh dear. Oh, well, there we go.
Oh God. Join us tomorrow. We're on the sofa.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right, because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.